You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jamie and Jacoby is presented by Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What up, is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles beat the Saints. We've got KD and Kyrie on the court at the same time in the same unit's home form. But we start with where football ended last night, and that is with the Buffalo Bills beating the Steelers, handing them their second straight loss after being undefeated. Are the Bills a legit threat to the Chiefs in the AFC, Jalen Rose?
I think the Chiefs are head and shoulders the best team in football, but Buffalo is amongst those three or four teams that if somebody's going to upset KC or find a way to win the AFC, I think they're in that conversation. And a lot has to do with the combination of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. When you look back at Minnesota, yeah, you get Jefferson in the draft, but imagine if you keep Diggs with Thielen and Cook, and then you add an asset versus losing one. But Buffalo did exactly what you should do for a young quarterback. Surround them with weapons. Yep. And that's exactly what Stephon Diggs is. He gets you double-figure catches, 130 yards, and he scores at pay dirt, so he's been terrific for them all season.
Josh Allen looked absolutely great last night, and the Steelers' defense did not, and a lot of that has to do with health. We know that they had some injury problems early in the seasons, but the injuries just keep stacking up. When you see all of these key players, four linebackers injured, do you think they can maintain this and go on a run in the playoffs?
And by no means am I making excuses for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but people looked at their record but underestimated how many people they continue to lose defensively that are impact players. And also, the identity of their team. The reason why, like I said, you could switch Eric Spoelstra and Mike Tomlin, really, is their identity, Jacoby, is going to be to play physical defense and run the football. Okay? They haven't been able to run the football. If you notice, we ain't talking about Connor. We ain't talking about their run game. It's because it has not been there consistently all season, in particular these last couple of weeks. And now it highlights other weaknesses of the offense, like the drop passes.
Got to catch the ball. Got to catch the ball. Ben Roethlisberger is not throwing the ball downfield. These are short throws, and they're still not being brought in by the receivers week after week after week. Now, Jalen, there's something that happened before the game that you wanted to discuss, and it's Juju Smith-Schuster doing what?
Well, it surprised me that, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a story franchise like only a few in the NFL, usually they do less and say more. And it actually surprised me when I realized that Juju continued to go to midfield on the opponent's logo and do his modern-day Terrell Owens impression. And again, when you guys are undefeated, I assume that the organization is like, okay, cool, we're going to roll with this since we don't want to break, you know, our win streak. But you can't tell me that Mike Tomlin or somebody else in that franchise hasn't told him, hey, dog, that ain't what we do here. And so when I saw that, I knew Buffalo would be motivated. And the difference is some of the other teams aren't good enough to beat you, in particular when you have injuries and when you're dropping the ball and you're not running the ball. But the Buffalo Bills are, and they're ascending. So it's going to be interesting to see if this continues pregame on the road for the rest of the year.
Jalen, when I predicted the Lakers would win the championship, and they did, I patted myself on the back. And when I predicted that the Heat would beat the Bucks, and they did, I patted myself on the back. Well, guess what? When you do this for a living, you don't bat a thousand. Here is me from Friday talking about Jalen Hurts playing the Saints. Please, Doug Peterson, do not put this man out to start at quarterback. Well, I was very wrong about Jalen Hurts' performance against the Saints. He threw the ball well. He ran for over 100 yards, and the Eagles upset the Saints. I was wrong. I want to apologize not just to Jalen Hurts and the Hurts family, but Eagles fans and all Jalens across the globe. I will never doubt a Jalen again. What did you think about Hurts' performance against the Saints?
Your brother is Jalen Rose the first. And I tried to tell you, dog, that name is a superpower. Didn't I tell you? Who covered up the onside kick late in the game? Jalen Mills. Dog, I'm trying to tell you, what we're seeing from Taysom Hill looks really good. But he started on special teams, and he does a terrific job of being a Swiss Army knife. But even though he almost threw for 300 yards, give Hurts credit. He ran for over 100, the second most in a debut other than Lamar Jackson. Like, they had over 400 yards offense. Sanders had a big run out of the backfield, an 80-yard scamper for a TD. Yep. Like, their offense played better, which created better balance for their defense. I keep trying to tell you, and you should know this, never underestimate the heart of a Jalen. I just don't understand why you of all people would do that. I saw other media pundits like, oh, he may not be ready. Why? Have y'all watched football? Like, Saturday is now playing on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday in a lot of ways offensively. Hurts embodied that in a quality win over the Saints, and that tenacious defense, quality win.
That defense always pressures the quarterbacks, always gets sacked. Jalen Hurts used that against them. He would just get out of the pocket and just go. He looked great against the Saints, and something tells me that Carson Wentz will not be starting for the Eagles anytime soon
when you're out of here
of the year. Well, Jalen, we talked about the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL, and they once again went on the field and got a W. This time it was against the Dolphins and a good Dolphins defense. Jalen, what did you see from the Chiefs yesterday?
Where my homies I see when I watch them play, except he threw three interceptions, and that surprised me. But you know what really stands out more than anything is that they're just faster than everybody else. Look at these highlights. Like, look at the cheetah. Like, seriously, dog. He got 16 touchdowns this year? Travis Kelce getting open all over the field. Look at these plays, dog. We ain't even showing Mecole Hardman. He got a special teams touchdown. By the way, the Dolphins played really good, Jacoby. They play really good football. But these dudes are just on another level when they turn it up.
Yep, the Dolphins had a lead, but at no point was I ever concerned about this game if I am a Chiefs fan. And you mentioned those three interceptions, and I found that was curious. I mean, Mahomes doesn't normally throw interceptions like that. I mean, I think he had two on the season coming into the game, but he threw three in this one. And Jalen, I also believe that the Chiefs are head and shoulders the best team in the NFL. It's the Chiefs and it's kind of everybody else. But there's one thing I do want to point out, and that is the margin of victory for the Chiefs recently. In their past five games, they have won just by one possession or less. Look at that. 2 points by the Panthers, 4 points by the Raiders, 3 points over the Bucks, 6-6. Jalen, is this cause for concern that they're not dominating games, they're just squeaking out victories?
And you did a good job of acknowledging this with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And before you know it, we look up and they've lost two in a row. But this is different, Jacoby. And the reason why is when you're so very talented like KC, sometimes you start trying stuff. And my bad, Demetrius. I should have had you cut this. That one play just came to mind. Well, Mahomes just ran back like 30 yards and took a sack.
Oh, yeah, took
like
a sack.
He was
like
trying
35
something.
35-yard sack.
Right. Did you see that?
It looked like Madden.
He was just trying stuff. It reminded me of that video of Lamar Jackson when they was jet skiing and playing sand football outside, and his homie tackled him into the jet ski. It was just like he was trying stuff, dog. They know that they could take it to another level. But give the Dolphins credit. Anytime you're going to pick off Mahomes one, two, three times in the same football game, that says a lot about the growth of their defense.
It really does. And Jalen, we witnessed something over the weekend that we've been waiting for over a year, and that is this. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant on the same team, in the same uniform, on the same floor. What did you think of the debut of Kyrie and KD?
The first thing that comes to mind is usually when a player returns from an Achilles injury, He doesn't have the amount of time for recovery that KD did. And since he almost had 552 days to when the season is going to start, now he get a chance to ease himself into his greatness. And the league is going to be in a terrific place this year, Jacoby. LeBron is defending champion, playing on the big stage in L.A. Kawhi is going to come back with a vengeance. Steph Curry is back. KD is back. And you mentioned teaming up with Kyrie. They're going to put on the show for the fans of Brooklyn. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Eastern Conference race plays out.
Jalen, as interesting as it was to watch them play on the court together, it was more interesting to watch them discuss their post-up strategy on Instagram Live. Let's listen to Kyrie and KD on Instagram.
What you are now, that's what I'm up here. Same mentality. I'm getting to a spot. I'm raising up. I'm getting to a bucket. My footwork is impeccable. I have length. I'm able to shoot over top, hold the follow through, and I don't see people. I do you not feel the same way?
I do sometimes, but I'm just saying I don't think that's good for the continuity of our offense if our point guard always want to be underneath the rim. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That can come off. That can come off.
You get what I mean?
I do. You're right. That can come off like I'm trying to implement myself. Just okay, so what about So what about 7 post-ups instead of 8?
I have so many questions. Like, I was you in a past life? And he wants to post up 7 or 8 times a game, and he doesn't even hang up the pictures in his own house. Like, hang up the pictures in your house, Kyrie. That's step number one. Jalen, your thoughts on this curious exchange from Kyrie and KD?
My first thoughts is I'm glad the NBA ain't testing. Because Tanner, if they were, that would definitely be a failed test. No doubt about it. Like, those guys right there, that vibe, Kyrie got his legs crossed on his Phil Jackson Zen. I love that we can actually get behind the curtain and hear these conversations amongst two of the greatest scorers in the league. Like, one of the things that Kyrie Irving has done, because some of the things that come out of his mouth, that people underestimate the fact he's a truly gifted ball handler and scorer. Probably the most talented guy at his position at getting a bucket along with Dame Lillard. Like, he'll put you on skates. But the thing I truly like about this also, Jacoby, is this is something that it seems like they should be talking about on FaceTime, not on IG Live.
Yes.
And so since they're discussing it on IG Live and they want to bring us behind the curtain, let's talk about some of the things that we heard. One, I assume that if Kyrie could do these, that he's not going to be getting fined $20,000 again no more by the league. And the Nets won't be getting fined because it's a lot cheaper if you just talk to the media. And Dame Dollar was in those comments telling them to do just that.
Yep.
But the other thing, it seems like that Kevin Durant is doing something that he's probably done with a young point guard, i.e. Russell Westbrook, before in his past life, is that, hey, dog, you still are the point guard. Like, I know you got all of these other skills to get buckets, but you're still the point guard. It was great commentary. I'm glad we got a chance to check that out.
I have so many questions. I love KD's, like, somewhere Steve Nash saw this clip. He's like, wait, what now? Like, 8 post-ups for Kyrie Irving? And then he's like, no.
He got a good post game.
What about 7? And then KD later was like, no, it's going to be 2.5 post-ups, 2 real post-ups, and 1 where I throw it to you and you just throw it right back to me. I like that. But he's like, no. He's like, I'll throw it to you, but you just throw it right back to me. That's how this is going to work moving forward. I'm so excited for this Nets season, and I'm also excited to break down more from the Sunday in football. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Bullet, Bourbon Frontier Whiskey. Highly awarded high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's a lot to discuss, so we need to get through it quickly. It is time for Keep It Moving. If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep moving. And we start with the Vikings losing to Tom Brady and the Bucks. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Tom Brady and the Bucks look pretty good in offense, but Dan Bailey missed four kicks in the game. Jalen, what was wrong with Dan Bailey?
First off, that had a huge impact on how this game was being played. They had a few good drives, and him missing those kicks and those extra points really helped keep Tampa in the game, in my opinion. But I want to make sure, Jacoby, I send this out for everybody that's looking for a job opportunity. Each time I watch football on every Sunday, most of the kickers look like you. Just like all of the running backs used to look like me. There are some openings for jobs at the kicker position, young players of all backgrounds. I know that that's probably not the position that seems to be most glamorous. I know if you're one of your parents is the coach, you the quarterback or the running back, but they get paid top dollar. They could do that job for like 20 years and they never get hit. They never get hit.
Jalen, everyone was high on the Giants coming into this weekend, and they got waxed by the Cardinals. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Cardinals put them in their place, dog. Like, it showed that they're trying to be a playoff team while the Giants have outplayed expectations. We'll keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Shout out to Reddick and his five sacks. That was crazy out there like Derek Thomas or somebody.
The Bears won a football game. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Deshaun's still getting his bread, so it is what it is. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
I don't know if you noticed, but the Lions were tied with the Packers at 14 apiece.
Hit the break.
And of course, as they always do, they lost to their division rival. Jalen, what is going on with the Lions? Like, what are we really doing here?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. But can I give credit when the credit is due? When I'm watching football on Sundays, if you want to take out all of the weapons of KC, who really are the best triplets? Who were the best triplets yesterday? I'm talking about of the healthy players. The Titans have to be in there, right? You would think not Tannehill, but then you got Brown and you got Henry. But like, the Green Bay Packers are in there is the point. You saw Devontae Adams? Do you see Aaron Jones out there with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I did.
They're tough. They're really tough.
Well, the football team named the football team got a big win yesterday. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Chase Young is a beast. Keep it moving for now. They're going to win that division.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Seahawks got a much-needed win against the hapless Jets. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
That's a perfect time to get your numbers. Great job, Seattle. We're not talking about the Jets. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
We had a big knockout in the heavyweight division in boxing this weekend. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Anthony Joshua is back. He knocked out Kubrat Pulev viciously. Pulev just couldn't take that right hand. He had just gotten up from getting knocked down previously. Jalen, what do you think about this big right hand from Anthony Joshua?
I think that 1-2 motion in the history of the heavyweight division has dropped some of the mightiest men to their backside. Like, literally just watching that, it almost reminded me of George Foreman and Michael Moore. Like, I remember he was training out of Detroit, Big Shout Double M for that fight. And so, like, as much as the other divisions, and rightfully so, gonna garner our excitement and attention, and shout to Shakur Stevenson, took care of business flawlessly in every round on his way to victory that same night. Seems like it's nothing like that overhand right by the heavyweight champion of one of the greatest heavyweights and a former champion of the world on another man's chin.
It was a great punch. It came right after the restart from the referee from a previous knockdown. Good fight from Joshua. Look forward to his next fight. And I also look forward to showing you this. We have a dunk in women's college basketball. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the break.
Francesca Bellibi did this in the Stanford-Cal game. Check it out, Jalen Rose. Tell me what you see.
Ooh, I saw good handles first off. I saw
a crossover,
good
too. One hand.
Single Street. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't even use the second hand to gather it. Clearly got that dunk in. Big shout to Francesca Bellibi. And the crossover to start the possession off.
And
the Kareem goggles.
It
was amazing. Jalen, it happened. The Cleveland baseball team changed its name. We'll break that down. And we'll tell you what happened in the fantasy showdown between Jalen and Jacoby. Right for this, make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jay.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Bullet, Bourbon Frontier Whiskey. Highly awarded, high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The NBA preseason continues Thursday night at 9 p.m. It is the Warriors going into Sacramento to take on that man, De'Aaron Fox, and the Kings. Make sure you tune to that on ESPN Thursday night at 9 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it has happened. We've been discussing it for quite some time. The Cleveland baseball team will no longer be referred to as the Indians. Do you think teams like the Braves and the Chiefs and some college programs will also follow suit and stop using this term in their team name and mascot?
Ultimately, yes. And for those who feel like it's not offensive, those are the people that need to understand it's not about you. It's about the people that are actually offended. And I am proud to be affiliated with this program because we've called Washington the football team for basically 10 years. And you and I both have said these multiple teams like Cleveland, they gonna change the name. So it may not happen today like Cleveland, but the teams you just acknowledged, at some point, they're going to change the name, as they should.
Yes, it is going to happen over time, so you might as well get in front of it if you are the Chiefs or you are the Braves or you are one of the many college programs that uses a sort of derogatory term as their mascot. Jalen, you and I faced off in fantasy football over the weekend, and I was the number one seed in the entire Jalen and Jacoby League. And what happened in the game, Jay? What happened?
You got knocked out, dog. Like KRS-One said, you ever think about when you out of here? See, this is my time of year, dog. I'm the fantasy football veteran and connoisseur of this program. And you had a great regular season. There have been so many teams that had great regular seasons. But it's the second season, dog. And I appreciate if you bow gracefully.
No one cares about our fantasy football teams. I will say that all the time. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN at 2 p.m. Make sure you tune in. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is recording podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And Jalen, I was wrong about Jalen Hurts. I'm not afraid to admit it. You know what I mean? When you do this for a living, you're going to be wrong sometimes. And I was wrong. And it was a very impressive performance from him. And Doug Peterson put together a great game plan to feature his strengths. But one thing I didn't expect to happen would have Reg the Ledge on Twitter besmirching my name.
Really?
Reg the Ledge in a public forum. Reg the Ledge is going back and forth with somebody about how I was wrong about Jalen Hurts and how I lost a fantasy football game and how it was such a tough weekend for me. That's what Reg the Ledge is doing. Our family member airing me out on a public forum. It's a shame. It's just a shame. We're supposed to be here for each other. You know what I mean?
We're
supposed to be here for each other. This is the second time Reg has dissed me on Twitter. Remember last time when I was watching World Series, he's like, funny to see people tweeting about baseball that don't watch baseball. That was a subtweet. Now he's using my name.
Well, that's two different things. Like, you know, Reg get emotional when his Yankees not winning the World Series. You know how, you know, he get emotional. And that's one thing. But I want to get back to the Twitter dissing. I guess it's not sneak anymore based on what you're saying. So, the things that he said are only like can be considered rude if they're wrong. And you didn't already say them publicly. Like, you already said on television that you thought you were going to come on the show. I might have to take Monday off. I might, you know what? You know, I might have to just take Monday off. You know what we're going to do? I'll build the graphic right now. Right now. Let's build the graphic right now. I know what's going to happen with Jalen Hurts. He's going to get crushed.
I was going to get crushed.
So, you did say that. And so, I mean, I'm pretty sure he wasn't the only person on social media. I guess I could search your name if you would like, but I would assume he's not the only person that didn't reach out to you via your social handles and say anything to you about that. Is he the only person to?
No, there's a lot of Philly, Phillies. Half of Philly's in my mentions right now. Half of Philly's in my mentions. Take your receipts. People really want to let you know when you're wrong. God, I was wrong, guys. Sorry. I was wrong about Jalen Hurts. I was wrong. Sorry. But I didn't need it from Reg. Look, I know a lot of people's shortcomings, but I don't air them out in public forums. You know what I mean? You're not always right. You don't see me being like, Jalen thought the Clippers would win the championship. No, you don't see me doing that.
Let me tell you the first part of therapy. And you just did it. Let me teach you something as my brother. You're slipping off the rope. All you got to do is try to hang on. But you know what else you want to do? You want to pull somebody else down with you. You see how you brought me into this?
Yep. You're not even involved.
Right? I had nothing to do with what you were talking about, right?
No.
And then all of a sudden, you got to bring up, you know, my flaws. The time I picked somebody wrong. Mm-hmm. How I would handle not being right. But that's not what today is about, dog. Today should be about you owning the fact that you were dead wrong. What you said about Jalen Hurts. You said that you didn't think he was ready. You said he was going to get crushed. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to make excuses. I was wrong. Didn't even get sacked. Didn't get sacked once.
Well, you were dead wrong. Because you can't say somebody going to get crushed and then they don't get sacked at all.
He looked comfortable. out there, moving the ball.
He didn't get sacked. And he only ran for 100 yards, so he clearly wasn't scared.
106.
He wasn't scared.
He looked great. If I'm Carson Wentz, I'm just going home and looking at my – I'm just refreshing my bank app, just looking at my money. That's what I'm doing if I'm Carson Wentz.
Refreshing my Citibank app,
just being like, Remember what's important.
Exactly. Score the game of life.
And Doug Peterson's out here like, well, I haven't decided who's going to start the next game. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you what that is,
what are you
dog?
Talking about?
Let me teach you something right now. Doug Peterson ain't going to be there next year. I've been trying to tell you this on and off wax. I already know these conversations, dog. When he's speaking into a microphone saying that he don't know who's going to be the starter next week, you know what he's really saying? Go ask the GM and the owner. That's what he's actually saying.
This ain't my problem.
Right. That's what he's saying. He knows Carson Wentz's contractual situation and obligations. And he knows it's going to be tough to build a great team when your backup quarterback is one of the highest paid in the league. He know that too, right?
Yep.
So, mark my words. He's going to be exit stage left. He already got a statue in Philly. He already got a statue. Him and Nick Foles. I've been telling you this for years. What do you think it's like being Carson Wentz showing up for work? And your backup who played four games or whatever and won the Super Bowl got a statue.
Well, not just that.
He got walked past a Nick Foles
statue. Again.
Hey, dog, it ain't like you Joe Montana and then you got to walk past a Steve Young statue. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got walked past a Nick Foles statue. You know what I'm saying? And he's a Super Bowl MVP, and I don't want to disrespect him, but like you just said, Both of them ended up getting their bread, by the way, because Nick Foles cashed in and took the Jaguars' money so fast. You remember those years? Took their money so fast. And all of a sudden made them lose Jalen Ramsey, made the Jets. How did Jets look without Adams? Let's talk about how they look without Adams. Let's discuss this for a second. Did they have Jamal Adams?
Do you see Jamal Adams
sacks
had
any defensive back?
More sacks than any DB, and there's still like 3 games left to play.
That's what I mean by being drafted by the wrong team, dog. Jalen Ramsey, Jamal Adams were both drafted by the wrong team. Carson Wentz was drafted by the right team at the right position. Show some flashes of greatness, just like Jared Goff, and got top dollar and rewarded.
Hold up. He didn't show some flashes of greatness. Like, Carson Wentz was tearing up the league. Like, he was tearing up the league. And then something just happened. Like, he's just not the same anymore. He is not the same anymore. And big shout to Jalen Hurts. Big shout to Jalen. Jalen Rose, something I want to talk to you about. Two legends, two of the best of their craft are going back and forth.
Thank you, dog. On one side, I appreciate you shouting us out like that. Thank you.
One side, you've got Snoop Dogg, who was critical over Cardi B and the song WAP. He was a little critical about some of the lyrical content. And Offset said that he should be minding his own business. Because if you look back at Snoop's catalog, he's got some similar type of lyrics about romantic liaisons. So, Jalen, where are you on this one? Snoop or Offset?
I believe this is one of those things that the media gets to be a fly on the wall. I'll paraphrase what Snoop says, take it to Offset and try to create a beef between them two when it won't be one.
There won't be.
Because as you just acknowledged, first off, WAP, if you're looking at the results, and as an artist, that's probably what Cardi and Offset gonna do. They're just gonna say that's a number one record. That's what they're gonna say. That's a number one record.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, the legend, D-O-double-G, I'll never forget being at a club. Music was bumping, I'm dancing, Snoop came on. And the song was like, it ain't no fun, the homies can't have none. And I'm looking around, the girl's singing it louder than me. I'm like, all right. And so, to my point, clearly Snoop has had some songs that others who don't love him as an artist like we do, just like those who may have not loved the Migos or Cardi, may take their lyrics out of context and try to make them look some type of way, but just entertainment, dog. I remember telling my classroom, I was doing a speaking engagement, and I think the term was, it's another Snoop song, another Dog Pound reference. It was Bees Ain't Ish, but you know the rest.
Yep.
Right? And so I needed to differentiate between what he's saying on his song and what he's saying when he's watching football on his couch with his wife at home. Those are two different voices. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you might see him as a Terminator in the movie shooting up everybody. But then he turned around and became a governor. And so that's performance. And Offset and Snoop, as well as anyone, know how to separate the two.
Jalen, I want to do something that we haven't done for years. I want you to explain
Give me
a movie
a haircut.
Plot. Explain the plot to the Terminator.
Oh, that's an easy one. I actually saw a couple of those.
Okay.
I actually used to see Arnold Schwarzenegger all of the time. We used to stay on the same block. You didn't know that. Movie plot to turn. So basically, half man, half machine. Wants to defend the honor of humanity.
Hmm.
by all means necessary. And by doing that, he's willing to shoot and kill everything in sight. And so this Superman type figure during the day is one human being, and then he becomes, he turns into the Terminator. And Terminator, is that the one he said, go ahead and make my day? No, that ain't him. That's that's Charles Bronson. No, that's Charles Bronson, right?
Terminator's I'll be back. That's Terminator.
Oh yeah, I'll be back. That's what he said. Yeah, you know, like to be honest with you, dog.
I'm not really
into the high impact, unrealistic, shoot 'em up, bang bang. Turn, close your eyes and just shoot the gun in 360 degrees. Like we weren't watching those like westerns like that, dog. In the hood, we weren't watching those.
Hey.
But I think that's pretty much the plot of the Terminator, right?
No, it's not. No, not at all. Not at all.
What
he's
is
coming
it?
From the future to kill. He's coming from the future. They sent him from the future where robots ruled the world. He was sent by the robots to kill whatever her name is because she...
Got it.
It was basically sent from the future to kill what's her name? I forgot the character's name.
Got it.
Sarah Connor. There it is. Jalen, what's your favorite type of milk?
Now, I can name every character in Scarface. My favorite type of milk, let me say this right. I'm lactose intolerant.
But there's one particular type of milk that you really enjoy. We've been talking about it for years.
That's unquestioned. Like, first off, that love starts as a youth. You know what I mean? Like, and by the way, I'm the youngest of four. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I got a chance to suck on the honey bun, they was righteous. I'm the youngest of four. You know what I'm saying? So the bond I have with my mother is just, it just doesn't need to be explained. And that bond that we had with her carrying me in her fetus and allowing me to, you know, be supported by her bosom, it got heightened. And then, you know, as a young man, you know, like a lot of other young men, I started to be mischievous and started to wonder, you know, what would happen if you suck on breasts that aren't your mom's? Will milk come out? Those are the things you start talking about with the friend, your friends, your age on the playground and stuff like that. You playing soccer, you climb, you wrestling, and then you talk, And then all of a sudden, Jacoby, I'm 15 years old at the Brass Rail, living Noe and Joy Roll. I think it was around Christmas time too. It just seemed festive in my mind. And I look up and there's a rainbow of breast milk happening. From one of the amazing, awesome essential workers in the establishment. And you know what I did? See, they don't have like phone booths anymore. Like people don't appreciate water faucets. You know, I went right to the end like you would do at a water faucet. Yeah, and just, you know, drink endlessly. You know, like this is before you were buying water. This is when you would drink water from the faucet before we paid a water bill and they sold us water, dog.
If you're under 30 and like, you have to understand people, if buying water was ludicrous. When I was like 15, if I went to my dad and was like, let's buy some water or something, he's like, what are you talking about? Buy water. I pay the water bill free. So Jalen, there's some new, just some new information.
So breast milk, without a question, is the answer to your question. And you know what's
crazy? Cockroach milk is four times as nutritious than cow's milk. Jalen, will you be drinking cockroach milk moving forward?
I'm not doing anything cockroach. Except turning on the lights 30 to 45 minutes before the friends come over so ain't no surprises. If you live that life just like Jacoby lived that Kirkland life, you know exactly what I mean. You don't want no surprise. You cut those lights on in the room, So you ain't doing it when you walking in with company. Because, you know, roaches get surprised and they'll dash from one spot to another when you hit that light, Jacob.
Oh, don't I know. Summer of 1997, I lived in a roach-infested spot. Just roaches everywhere. Everywhere. Crawling on me while I was sleeping. Shout out to Ludlow Street, Lower East Side.
You know what else I just thought about, too? You know what? That's probably the reason why I don't like chicken breasts. Because they're on the corner of breast milk.
What?
Yeah, they're using my term. It's like one side of my brain when I hear the term breast, it probably doesn't, you know, compute chicken. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why I don't. You've never seen me eat breast. You've seen me eat a lot of chicken.
I've seen you eat a lot of chicken. One thing Jalen Rose does is he'll get chicken wings, but doesn't get the sauce on the wings. He gets the sauces and dips. He likes to do it himself. Like, he'll order chicken wings plain and then get like four different sauces and construct his own little chicken wing recipe thing.
Because
I don't like that.
Here's why. For those that don't really cook, when you get food, and let me tell you a couple of them. Ribs are like this. Wings are like this. When they're drowned in sauce, 50% of those ain't really cooked the way you think they should be. That's why I get them plain. Because it forces the cook to actually make those individually and separate, not mass produce them. When they walk in the kitchen and it's like 13 people, like, I need some hot wings. I need some barbecue wings. I need da da da. Then they add that up like 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, and boom, make them all together. They put all the seasoning on it, put all the sauce on it, da 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 da. But then when I place my order, you gotta put those to the side. You know what I mean? This is a little special order right here. You know what I'm saying? Plain, well done.
Jalen.
And then
you're
I partake
individual.
In the sauce.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. So make sure you do that right now. Call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this one.
Hey, what's going on, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Joe from Dallas. Shout out, Reg. What's going on, Reg? So I needed some advice. So recently at my job, I'm a manager at a restaurant, and you know, a bunch of cute girls be going through there, and I got to expo everything. I'm talking to them. And my coworkers have been calling me out, talking about these girls choosing on me. And I see it, and at times I initiate conversation, but then I overthink the whole thing, and it just gets awkward, and nothing ever happens. I don't even get their number. What do you think I'm doing wrong? I'm just trying not to get clowned at the job, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a confidence thing. I don't know what's going on. I can get through the door. I just can't close the deal, you know what I'm saying? But no, man, I appreciate everything y'all do, man. Giving us dope pot step two every day, well, every Monday through Friday, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Keep getting them checks. Yup.
Big shout to Joe in Dallas. Joe's a manager of a restaurant. Cute girls come by. He talks to him. His colleagues notice, but he doesn't get numbers. Jalen, how can you help Joe close the deal?
The most important thing, Joe, is continue to be yourself. Congratulations on calling into your brothers, because we're going to give you some great advice. First and foremost, like you said, the communication is key. So if you guys are communicating, if you're able to get a number, if you're able to text, if however you guys are communicating, as long as you're getting a response, you're in the game. As long as you're getting a response, you're in the game. But here's what you got to do. You got to be patient, dog. And you know what else it sounds like you got to do? You got to be a better multitasker. That's what I think you got to do. Yeah, you know, Jacoby and I, Jacoby, you ever been fishing?
Once.
Right, and I haven't either. But when you when you go, how many times you gonna throw the line in the water?
15 times.
That's what I think you should do, Joe. You gotta throw more lines in the water.
Yeah. Joe, there's nothing wrong with asking a young lady for her number and having her politely decline. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
It doesn't reflect on you. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything. Who knows? Maybe she's in love with somebody else. Yeah, and if your colleagues see that and they clown you a little bit, that's fine too. No big deal. But failure, it's worse to not shoot your shot than to shoot and miss. That's my advice to you, Joe. That's my advice to you, Joe.
But here's the thing I want to say about his colleagues, though. A lot of times the people laughing be the people that's the most insecure. Mm-hmm. Or they're laughing at you about something that they know that's an actual issue when it comes to them. And they're projecting it out on you. But then also, like, a couple of them may already be in relationships, may already be married, may already have girlfriends. So it seems like they're putting pressure on you to close the deal on everybody that walked through the door. And it just don't work like that. I say throw more lines in the water, stay patient. And instead of having one or two people texting you, have like eight or nine people texting you. And then all of a sudden, if you start to crack the ice in different situations in your relationship, then before you know it, you might look up in another 6 to 12 months and you might have you a little roster that you're working with. Keep us posted.
Joe, appreciate the call. We got time for one more voicemail. Let's hear it.
What up, gentlemen? It's Kobe. Shout out, Reg. Yo, this is Rod. In the military, in the Navy, first time traveler with the kids and a wife. Just wanted some info, some feedback from you guys. I got technically Irish twins. My kids are 9 months apart. But just wanted some feedback on what should I do first time traveling in the airplane? Shout out New York.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of options here traveling with little children. It's hard. Okay? It's hard. So, hopefully the flight's not that long. But you know what? We've got screen time limits at our house. We can't just let the kids watch TV all day. But all those rules go out the window on the plane. So here's my advice. Give them to Uncle Telly. That's what we call television. Give them to Uncle Telly. That whatever it is, Paw Patrol, Thomas the Train, whatever you got to do, all screen limits go out the window when you're on the plane. That's my advice for you.
And also make sure, here's another thing where rules go out of the window. Give them candy and gum. For one, they like it, and two, it stops their ears from popping.
I also want to say we appreciate your service.
We definitely appreciate your service. Absolutely. We appreciate your service. No question about it. The other thing I would do is don't worry about everybody else getting mad because you got a lot of kids. Don't care what they think.
Doesn't matter.
Don't be parent. Yeah. Every time your kid kicks a chair or spills something, don't feel like you got to apologize to everybody around you because you don't.
Mm-mm.
You know, don't feel bad when you're going through security and then the people behind you are pouting and smacking their lips. They knew before they left home what time they flight left. Don't try to rush me right now because you're running late.
That's a great point, Jalen Rose. Appreciate the calls. Make sure you call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. You see me wolfing Jacoby. I'm not done.